Welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio, your spot for the best mixed martial arts and professional sports entertainment information. Now, please welcome to the ring your host, Mark Bland, with Matt Kruger and Andy Eckel.
Tickets to give away to Six Flags for next weekend, next Sunday, to come out and watch our show live. And you could be one of those people that wins WWE Let's Go of a Diva in good standing, we all thought, and the Donald. That's right, Donald Trump takes over WWE Raw. And last night, the UFC once again handed out new contracts to the Ultimate Fighter winners. So here's the situation. We're going to start this show off with a bang, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving away two tickets right off the bat. Two tickets, count them, one, two. Two tickets, a pair of tickets to Six Flags St. Louis next Sunday. Call 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380 if you're listening at www.team1380.net or anywhere else in the world. 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. First caller is going to win themselves a pair of passes. Look at the lines light up. The first caller is going to win themselves a pair of passes to Six Flags, but don't get too worried, because we got more passes to come. We have got more passes to come. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I haven't even gotten into the show yet. All right. Welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio, line one. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, is anyone there? Anyone at all? Anyone named Magic? Something like that. Okay. I guess he's not there anymore. So, there we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, wow. Let's talk about... it's kind of crazy. Let's talk, you know, it's funny. This Donovan Ruddock situation is kind of getting out of hand. And the funny thing is I'll be at Six Flags Live next week. Now, of course, Andy and Matt will be there. You know, the whole team AWR will be there. And I'm not too worried about it. But I am putting myself out in public so that Donovan Ruddock and his 40 different guys that manage him and can be around him can show up if they want to face-to-face and say something to me. But let's talk about the updated final card for TNA's Slammiversary. The Slammiversary pay-per-view this Sunday. Here's the final card for TNA Slammiversary, live from Auburn Hills, Michigan. Remember, you can join the upper deck every single pay-per-view night to watch the latest and greatest WWE and TNA and UFC pay-per-views. So let's start it off. King of the Mountain match for the TNA world title. Mick Foley versus Jeff Jarrett versus Samoa Joe versus Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles. I'm honestly going to go with Samoa Joe for the situation. I think they're really starting to put a nice little push on this whole deal with the Nation of Violence. So I'm going to go with Samoa Joe. You give me a call, 314-969-1380. You tell me what you think. That number again is 314-969-1380. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. Who do you think is going to win what? Who's going to win this? Who's going to win that? You got to give me a call and let me know who you think is going to win what. King of the Mountain match for the TNA X Division title. Suicide versus Jay Lethal versus Alex Shelley versus Chris Sabin versus Consequences Creed. I am kind of, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to hear from you. 314-969-1380. Let me know what you think. I'm going to go with Jay Lethal on this situation. And the reason I'm going to go with Jay Lethal is very simple. I think everybody else has kind of got their own thing going for him. Jay Lethal seems to be the odd man out mentally. So he seems like the one that would be the most interesting to give the X Division title to. But they'll probably leave him around Suicide's waist. TNA World Tag Team title match 3D versus Beer Money Inc. I'm going 3D, of course. You have to go 3D. TNA Knockouts title match, Angelina Love versus Tara. Going Angelina Love. Matt Morgan's chance to join the main event mafia. I think Matt Morgan's going to get his chance because I think Kurt Angle's ready to leave. And the Monsters Ball match, Raven and Daphne versus Abyss and Taylor Wilde. And here's the funny thing. We're going to go Raven and Daphne on that one. But here's the real funny thing about the main event Mafia Matt Morgan situation. I think it's very entertaining in the fact that it's kind of getting ready to be finished. This whole NWO-ish type main event Mafia thing, you can tell this is the first incarnation of adding new members that not necessarily have a reason to be with the main event Mafia. So we move on. And I think that that's it. Second chance match, Shane Douglas versus Daniels. I'm going Shane Douglas. And pre-show match, Rhino versus Eric Young versus the British Invasion. I'm going the British Invasion. I really am going to the British Invasion. Let's go to Line 1 on Absolute Wrestling Radio. Line 1, what's up? Welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. Hello? Line 1? Are you there? Absolute Wrestling Radio? Hello? I just keep hearing nobody, man. I keep hearing absolutely nobody. Hello, Line 1? Man, I just... I don't know what the situation is. I really just have no clue what's going on. Every time somebody named Magic tries to call me, for some reason it just goes dead. There's no one on the line. WWE pulls Candice Michelle blog from their website. I'm kind of disappointed, and I'll tell you why. Candice Michelle was not just some chump change individual who was a nobody. Candice Michelle was actually one of their bigger, more well-known names for WWE. And they, she was released from WWE this past week along with a couple of other people, including Sim Snuka. And the former WWE Women's Champion Candice Michelle posted a message on her WWE Universe page thanking the WWE executives, divas, and superstars for helping her during her 5 years with the company. She singled out John Cena in particular as being one of the people that she was closest with. The blog was subsequently taken down as her account was disabled with WWE. And her profile was also pulled from the SmackDown roster page, not moved to the WWE alumni section. Very interesting. Very interesting. This has been a very interesting week for WWE, and we're going to talk about the Donald Trump thing. So let's go to Nick. Nick, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. What's going on, bud? I have absolutely nothing in my ears. Are these guys potted up on the board? Because I'm not hearing them at all, Mark. Like, I'm not hearing a single phone call come through. Right, but I don't hear nothing. Like, there's nothing coming over my headphones or anything like that. I can't hear a single person. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's going on, Nick? How you doing, bud?
Awesome. I was just wanting to say, I was looking at the TNA card thing, and I saw online that Rhino and Eric Young are teaming again. Why is Eric Young teaming with Rhino if Eric Young is now a heel? Unless Eric Young is going to have this, like, some kind of weird gimmick where one day he's heel and the next he's a good guy and whatever works for him, I guess, or some crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that I can think. I don't know how else the reason, you know, they're coming up with this situation. And by the way, I think we finally got the phone situation worked out. So Magic, whoever Magic is, please call back to the show. I would like that's three. Oh, OK. Well, then we're going to talk to Magic here in a second, because like this guy got dropped three different times and I feel bad for it because I just couldn't hear what he was saying. No disrespect to him. Nick, I don't know what the situation is with that. Rhino's
and
in Auburn.
Rhino,
he's
seem
in.
Like they know what to do with him. Next thing you know, he's with this soldier guy, and it doesn't. I'm just really confused, like what they're gonna do with Rhino. Because honestly, he'd be better than like a Samoa Joe or something. To
Nick,
be honest with you,
Nick, think about what I'm getting ready to say. They're in Auburn Hills, Michigan. They're in Detroit tonight. And where is Rhino from?
Detroit, yeah.
Exactly. So if there is anybody who should be on the main event card, it would be Rhino. I would think that Rhino would totally be more integral in the Slammiversary card this year, as opposed to needing to be put with someone like Eric Young. Nothing against Eric Young. I like his new heel role. But at the same point, I think that he could have been in a much bigger, I think he could have been in a big match with Matt, with, you know, I think it could have been a main event Mafia match, Rhino versus Matt Morgan, to see who would get into the main event Mafia.
Yes, and Rhino is more qualified. He's a former world champion. He's done everything he could do, and I just think Rhino just deserves more of a push. And I don't know if I don't, and you could tell me this. Do they keep wrestlers around wrestling just to make others look good, and Rhino would be happy, like, putting others over and putting TNA first? Or what do you think his future is? I mean,
I think Rhino is here's the problem. I think if Rhino left TNA, I don't think he's going back to WWE. I don't think it's an opportunity. I don't think that even exists for him. I think that if he left them, he'd go either to Ring of Honor or that would be it. He'd just work independent bookings for the rest of his career. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not saying that he isn't talented enough to be with WWE, but I get this feeling that unless you're one of those guys, you know, see, WWE is one of those interesting things for me. I never worked for WWE, okay? So I don't know how it works, but I have had money before, okay? And I know how money works. Certain people, they get accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and they ain't going to get that in other places. So WWE can provide certain wrestlers with a certain lifestyle, so they're willing to go back there. I think Kurt Angle falls into that category. Kurt got in love with a certain lifestyle, and then he left, he went to TNA, and now he has this ability to be back, possibly if this whole TNA contract falls out. Now, he just said recently, I got some information here, that he's planning on signing another contract with TNA. But I've also heard rumbles this week that he's thinking about jumping ship and going back to WWE. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, Nick. But, Nick, is there anything else from you, bro?
Last thing, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Mexican superstar Dos Carras Jr. just signed with WWE, and he doesn't have to go to Florida Championship Wrestling. And
that's good.
Possibly rumors of him going to Raw, and just hopefully they can do something good with his talent, because if anyone's seen him on YouTube or anything, you'll probably see more of his mixed martial arts that they have up there and everything. But he's really a talented wrestler, and he's from CMML and Mystico. He's fought him a couple times.
All right.
I just think he's really awesome, and I think he's good, but must be that great in WWE's eyes if he's jumping ship and going straight to the big leagues. And just wanted your thoughts on that, and thank you so much, and have a great show.
You got it, Nick. Thanks, man.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sir. All right, Nick. I think that it's great when there's certain wrestlers that don't have the they don't have to necessarily go to Florida Championships. I think there are a lot of wrestlers out there that have the talent and they don't necessarily have to go down that road. You know, some guys need to be. You know, a guy like me, if I ever got the shot, I would probably have to go to Florida Championship, because I would have to have, one, the ring rust knocked out of me completely. My cardio pulled back. There's a whole bunch of things that, because when you're working 4 or 5 days a week in a ring, there's a lot that goes along with that. So, all right, we're going to go to line three, Jack the something. Who am I talking with?
This is how you treat your esteemed guest. I should have known to expect as much from a guy named Mark Bland, who all he does is yap on the radio about his professional wrestling. While I'm taking the time out of my busy schedule here in the world of professional wrestling to call your radio show to talk to my fans.
Now, who is this?
This is the Magic Man.
The Fossil! The Fossil!
Yep, that's right. I've been around a block a time or two. I've been more places than you have, son.
You've probably forgotten more. Let me guess. You've forgotten more than I've ever learned.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Oh, there it is.
The problem is you send your lackey boys out to do your work, and I can tell you right now, you're nothing but a chicken. That's right. You're nothing but a chicken.
Listen, I didn't realize that Mike Rogers and Big Ben decided to put MRW back together and bring back Ty Dalton and Dino Blade for matches, okay? So I don't have no idea why you're even in the middle of calling me on the phone. Who's the man? Let's talk. Who's the manager for Donovan Ruddick, okay? Here's you call him the 6'9" monster. Who is the manager for him? Is it TNT, the flute blowing Kenny G, or is it you, Magic Man? Which one of you guys, the guy who walks around all crippled with a cane, which one of you is the guy who's really pulling the shots for this guy?
Man, you got an awful lot of coming out of your mouth. I mean to tell you, right now, you insidious mugwump, you obstreperous, pernicious sweat hog. Let me explain something to you, South Broadway hillbilly.
You've been living down
there in a trailer park collecting sticks and rocks, and all my fans out there know it. They believe.
You have fans?
They believe in magic, and they believe in the future.
You have fans?
The future Donovan Ruddick is no fluke and no flash in the pan.
Sounds to me like you're a coattail rider.
Coming out just because you came from down there, been drained. I've seen your little videos of you trained with old Tony Costa, the brother of
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's little brother. I can't believe you come from all of that junk.
Magic Man, listen, let me, dude, before I slap you back into this century, because it's obvious from your character, from the way you present yourself when you come out to the ring and talk to people, it's obvious to me that you're just completely out there, man. Like, this is the 1970s, dude. I gotta bring you back to the 2000s, okay?
Well, why am I sitting out here in this beautiful arena in Danville, Illinois today for these NWA championship matches while you're sitting over there in St. Louis flapping your gums on the radio, because that's all you do is flap your gums.
Oh, well, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. I said it last week, Magic Man.
Sucker attack him and everything, but I'm actually in the business, punk, whereas you're not.
All right. Yo, here's the situation, man. Here's the situation for you, Magic Man. All right? Real, real simple. Anytime you want to step up to the mic, they're both on. Period. Okay? You know how the game works. You've been around a long time. I know a lot of the same people that know you.
I'm a champion in Japan, of which you can say that you're not.
Oh, that's great. And that's awesome. That's great. That means
that
people...
You come outside that ring and you know what's on with me.
That means that people back in the 1970s remember who you were for at least a month. And now 30 years have passed. That's what you just told me. You just told me at one point, that's like Bulldog. No disrespect. I think he's a legend. Bulldog Bob Brown coming up to me and going, you know what? You suck. And it's you know, the truth is yeah, you know, a guy like Bulldog Bob Brown told me I suck to my face. I take that kind of person because he's a legend. At the same point, I'd be like, you know, you're not the same person you were 35 years ago. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to say you're a bad person.
Years. You obviously don't keep up with the times. I'm over there working in the office of Michinoku Pro Wrestling right now. You don't even keep up with where anybody's at in the business right now.
All right. I told everybody last week on this radio show it was real simple. I don't talk the talk. I walk the walk. It's that simple. You want to see what's going to happen? Your boy Donovan Ruddick is going to get knocked out. Your boy Donovan Ruddick's going to get knocked out. I'm going to slap the mouth. I'm slapping the spit out of his mouth, period. He's going to get knocked out. And then when that's said and done, you can look me in the face and be like, oh, okay, I guess you walk the walk. And then we can have our words between us. But what I'm trying to explain to you, Magic Man, is very, very simple, okay? At some point, I'm going to show up. I'm going to hurt that dude. And when I hurt that dude, I'm not some guy from St. Louis with 15 St. Louis promoters telling me how cool I am. I'm a dude who gets in the car and goes to this state and that state and that state.
I can tell you that because High Voltage Wrestling doesn't even consider you a wrestler, doesn't even consider you on the map. You're nothing but a talk show host. And you better stay sitting in that chair and sitting there eating them Doritos and them chips and eating all of that up and sit there and get fatter and fatter because I've seen your videos on there, and you might be able to attack Kenny G from behind, which I thought that was kind of funny myself because I'm not so sure Kenny G is anything to do with me.
Is this Andy, are you my co-host, are you on the air?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Andy, tell this dude what the deal is, man.
Hey, Magic Man, listen, why don't you go, you know, you need to stop talking and you need to go pull some bunnies out your hat and let the big boys talk. Okay.
You need to let the big boys talk. That's a good point. You need to let the big boys talk because, dude, seriously, when I meet up with you, as long as you're looking up to me, the situation is what it is. You'll be looking up to me to say everything you got to say.
That's bullshit.
Oh! Magic Man. Come on, man. I know you did not just drop the ball like that and say that live on the air, dude. You got to be kidding me.
Deal, Magic. Mark already said it. We're all going to be live and direct from Six Flags next week.
Yeah, you want to come to Six Flags, come to Six Flags.
And your little playmate, the future Donovan Ruddick, can feel more than happy to come out. But you know what? I'd be willing to bet $20,000 that you guys ain't got the sack to show up.
To meet you at Six Flags.
Yeah, you want to come out to Six Flags? We'll be there. We'll be face to face.
By anybody, do you? You wouldn't. Well, you don't know where I might be then.
That's fine. That's fine. Here's the thing. I know that when it's time for me to take on Donovan Ruddick and whoop his tail, I know you'll be right behind him. So I know you'll be within arm's reach. Let's just put it that way. Is that true? You going to be within arm's reach?
Why don't you just wait until August 15th to find out where I'm at?
All right, you got it, bro.
High Voltage Wrestling. Okay.
You got it, brother. That's fine. HVW. You know what? I plan on being in the house that day. I'm done. Magic Man, I'm done with you, man. You have a good day, okay, buddy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
see you, Magic.
Yeah, drop that guy. What a loser. Okay, here's the situation, man. We're going to take a break. Andy, I'm going to put you back on hold. And when we bring you back, I'm hopefully going to have Matt on here, too, so we can all talk a little bit about some stuff. But, dude, what is wrong with these cats, man? Do they not realize that I've been in this game for a long time, and just because I sit behind a microphone doesn't mean I still don't do work?
I don't know.
I do work, dude.
You already told them where we're going to be live and direct next week, you know, Six Flags.
ladies and gentlemen,
gracious enough to have us out.
That's
and
right.
I bet they don't step up.
All right, Stephan Enos and Fireboy Records presents, you know, Absolute Wrestling. Dude, I'm completely flustered with this dude now. Absolute Wrestling.
Fireboy Records and Stephan Enos presents Absolute Wrestling Radio, coming to you live and direct from St. Louis Six Flags.
Yep.
Next Sunday, July 28th. At 1 o'clock.
All right, so here's the deal, Andy. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break here on the show. And when we come back, I'm going to have you and Matt on. We're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump taking over WWE. And if you stay on long enough, we might even actually have you on to talk about Ultimate Fighter last night. Is that cool?
Oh yeah, I
got
to talk about that. I might have to let you go, but I can definitely call back for that.
Okay, so go ahead and let us go. I'm going to drop you, and then we're going to take a quick break, and we'll go from there. Okay. We'll be back on Absolute Wrestling Radio. Be prepared, because I'm coming back and we're going to give away more tickets to Six Flags next week.
Yo, what's up? It is the Emperor of Excellence, the Grand Wizard of Lust, your chick magnet, The Miz, and you are listening to Absolute Wrestling Radio.
Welcome back to Absolute Wrestling Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Bland, and I am joined online by my co-host, Matt Krueger. What's going on, Matt Krueger?
Oh, not much. Hanging out.
So did you hear the magic fossil talking to me?
I did.
In disrespectful tones?
I absolutely had to call in. The dude took me and beat me with a cane
I think
a
he
few
needs,
weeks ago.
No, I think he needs God is what he needs. I think he I really honestly believe that the magic man needs something. He needs Jesus. He needs life. He needs something. This guy has no idea that I'm going to knock him back into this century. He has no clue.
He needs a new magic act.
He needs something. If he shows up at Six Flags, there's a good chance I might throw him headfirst down the big hill on the log flume. That's all I'm saying. There's a good chance he goes headfirst into Splash. Like, I'll ride him down the log flume face first, and then you know how it splashes up around us, and we'll all be like laughing like little schoolgirls, and we'll get the picture of us going, and Magic Man having like tons of water in his mouth. I'm telling you, dude, I might work this dude, man. I might work this dude over next week. Okay, so here's the situation, man. All right?
Yeah, what's up?
WWE is now, at least WWE Raw, is now in control of Donald
By
Trump.
The one,
yeah.
The Donald.
The Donald Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, Matt, I just got to do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call, 314-969-1380. I'm giving away two passes to go to Six Flags and see us live at Six Flags next Sunday afternoon, 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. Call right now, and the first caller is going to win themselves a pair of passes to Six Flags next Sunday. And dude, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. I'm like Donald Trump. I'm just giving that money. I'm making it rain Six Flags tickets. It's out of control, dude. It's out of control. All right. Donald Trump is now the owner. Not the manager. The owner. You know what? Go ahead and give both line 2 and 3 a pair of tickets. Give away 2 pairs of tickets. Give them both a pair of tickets to Six Flags next week. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Give them both, line 2 and 3, give them both a set of tickets. Line 4 just popped up too. Line 5, 6. Line 1 and 2, or not 2 and 3, you win because you're the first two callers. So that's all there is to it. All right, Matt, Donald Trump, he's the champ. He's the big dog now. He's the guy who's beaten them down. What do we expect from this? Let's run this down.
Okay.
Buy or sell part one, okay? There's a guy by the name of... Okay. On Monday night, Vince McMahon announced the biggest pay-per-view of 2009. Raw was for sale, and Donald Trump bought it. With that said, Rich Twilling from over at ProWrestling.net sometimes does a little buy and sell situation, okay, Matt? Where he breaks down the big stories of the day. Let's read what he's talking about and see what we get, okay? Stay on the line, line 3. Stay on the line. I know we ain't picked up yet. They're going to give you your winning tickets. Winning tickets. Line 3. Give line 3 a pair, too. Go ahead, Mark. Give line 3 a pair. There you go. All right. Matt, Donald Trump is the new owner of Raw. Now, it's fitting that Trump made his money in real estate, but I'm selling this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into the idea that Trump appeared around WrestleMania 23, and I'm not all that into him now, is what Twilling says. On top of that, his temporary written all over it when Raw needs a jolt of new blood combined with consistency right now. On top of that, he's going to appear sporadically in Bally-produced live interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I think, too. That's what I think, too. I think, ladies and gentlemen, and Matt, maybe you agree with me, maybe disagree with me, Donald Trump is even, he's just being brought in for ratings, and his ratings that he's going to bring are not that great. He's not bringing to the, when Floyd Money Mayweather got in the ring with the Big Show and then knocked dude out, nobody expected that, but that
no,
had.
And when me and you saw that live.
We were blown away.
We couldn't even believe that that even happened.
We were blown away, dude. We were blown completely away. We had no idea that the situation was going to go down like that. And that's what, you know, everybody up to that point said, ah, this is a waste of a match. Big Show versus Floyd, Money Mayweather, what a waste of a match. But when we saw that,
it was one of the best matches on the card.
Yeah, it brought it all together. It brought it all together. Okay. The idea that there is an owner of Raw, okay? I'm not buying that either, and neither is Rich Trilling. He says, I'm selling this, and it was my big problem with the whole situation since there are no owners of specific shows. I completely agree with that, too. I think that it's ridiculous to make people believe that there's an owner. Okay, now.
It's all this storyline.
All right, now, I'm going to ask you. I want your opinion on this one.
Okay,
Vince,
you ask me, and then I've got some information that I want to give you.
Vince.
Or really just kind of thoughts. That I've been, you know, working with this.
All right, hold on. Come with me. Vince McMahon's big announcement. The idea that there was this huge announcement. Are you buying or selling the huge announcement in general? The idea that they're presenting this as a big, huge announcement.
Am I buying it? Not really. However, I am very interested.
You are very interested.
With Raw being as boring as it's been, and with ECW, in my opinion, being the number one show to watch, this whole Donald Trump angle, and with Raw being an absolute chaos, it's really kind of piqued me just to see what they're going to do next.
Fair enough. All right. Triple H versus Randy Orton versus The Big Show versus John Cena for the vacant WWE Championship.
Keep it on Orton.
Keep it on Orton, but are you buying or selling it? I'm selling it too. Twilling sells it. He says it's just once again putting a bunch of big names together in a match.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a cluster.
All right, hold on. We're going to put Jonathan on the air with us. Jonathan, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio, bud.
Oh, how you doing?
Well, we're doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, talk to us. You said you got some comments. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm glad I wanted to take it so I can see you at Six Flags next week because I really, truly believe that you're going down to Ruddock, man.
You really think I'm going down to Ruddock, huh?
Yeah.
And you're going to take my free tickets that I'm going to give you just to come out and just, you know, throw it in my face that I'm going down to Ruddock, huh?
Yeah, but you put it down on all. I do have to say, though, that you guys put on an awesome show.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the fact, because here's the thing. I agree with you, Jonathan. Not the fact that I'm going down the road because I'm going to knock the dude out, but I agree with the fact that you're a pro wrestling fan. You have every right whatsoever to believe what you want because you live in the United States of America, and that's what being a professional wrestling. See, here's the thing. People are afraid to be professional wrestling fans, Jonathan. Okay, in general, when people hear that someone else is a pro wrestling fan, they're like, oh, you mean dudes that are wrestling around in oil-based tights and stuff like that? And that's not really what it is at all. But I like the fact that you call into my show and you're like, dude, you're going to get your butt kicked by Donovan Ruddock and I'm going to take your free tickets and I'm gonna just shove it in your face. I like that. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming out, dude.
You're more than welcome, man.
I can't wait to see you next week. I think it's going to be awesome. You know what I'm saying? And if you want, I'll sign you an autograph before I get my butt kicked, before he breaks my hand and I can't even draw with it no more.
That's awesome. But I guarantee you'll be able to know me. I'll have an MWR shirt on.
Well, that's cool. Well, then I plan on seeing you next week. And thank you so much for calling Absolute Wrestling Radio, dude. And congratulations. Good luck getting out there and have a good time when you do get out there.
I will.
All right, buddy.
I wish you well in future endeavors.
You wish him well in all of his future endeavors? Mike, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. You want to talk about Donald Trump? Talk to me.
How you doing, Morgan? Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I remember you. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yes, on several occasions. now, for the whole Donald Trump angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll work, but it won't work. And two, it's almost like, did we see this almost the same angle went out of business?
Oh, with the whole Shane McMahon buying,
good question.
WCW, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a similar storyline. What was that, about 10 years ago? So it
pretty
seems
much.
Like it's right about the same time when they start, you know, reworking all of their storylines and recycling. So,
yeah,
you know, hey, why not?
Yeah, pretty much, but I see it working, but Donald Trump, of all people, I would rather if they're smart enough, eventually at least buddy in Eric Bischoff. I mean, much as I hate the guy.
Hey, you know what? When he said that somebody had bought Raw, the
yeah.
first person that popped into my was Eric Bischoff.
Yeah,
okay.
that's
honestly,
exactly who popped into my mind.
I would be completely okay with Eric Bischoff making a comeback.
I think it
would
be a much better situation.
I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't him.
Yeah, I think it would have been a much better situation if Eric Bischoff had been the one. Because here's the thing. With Donald Trump, we know what we're getting. We're getting a guy who comes in to schlock for a few months, and then he's going to be gone again. Because he's got to go do a Celebrity Apprentice 10, and he's got to go do this, and he's got to go do that. He doesn't have time to be a WWE persona.
Right. And Bischoff's got the staying power. You know, he's got the longevity of a character. Plus, he has more history than Trump.
And two, like I said, you got Donald Trump. It'd been better, what about somebody like Ted Turner, probably? Just come back to get his show, to reclaim his show.
Hmm, that's an interesting question also.
I mean, Vince bought out WCW, so here's your buddy to bring back Ted Turner.
That would have been a bigger angle. That would have been a much bigger angle. Ted Turner coming back into the game. Making up with a Vince McMahon, and then him being the guy who bought Raw from Vince McMahon would have actually been almost like, you know what? It kind of goes back to the huge Triple H married to Stephanie McMahon story arc that they had been playing for years. You know,
Here's the thing.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that reality back into wrestling. Yeah, a little bit of regular reality got brought into wrestling, and that's always when wrestling is the most interesting. It would have been very interesting to see Ted Turner pop up on the Titantron and go, "Hey Vince, I'm back in the wrestling game again." Because that's Vince's thing was always that Ted called him right after he bought WCW the first time and said that he was in the wrestling game. It would have been funny to see him pop back up and say, "Hey, remember what you did to me 10 years ago? Well, guess what? I'm back in the wrestling game."
And then immediately what he would have done was appoint Bischoff as Raw GM.
And that would have been a huge angle, honestly, because we're talking about decades-long angles here. We're talking about stuff from the 90s that we're bringing into the late 2000s, early part of the 2000s, that are getting ready to go into the teens, which would have been a very huge move. So, hey, anything else, Mike?
Basically, it's gentlemen.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for calling Absolute Wrestling Radio, bro.
All right, that's right.
All right, man. All right, Matt, here's the situation. We're going to take a quick break here on Absolute Wrestling Radio. When we come back... Do you want to stick?
Can I throw an idea out before we go?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it, quick.
All right. With Raw being in Green Bay, Wisconsin this week, what would your reaction be if rehired Mr. Kennedy? And what if it was just one giant storyline where Trump corrects Vince's mistakes?
That would be
the release of Candace Michelle.
Well, you know, honestly, dude. That would be huge. That really would be huge. Let's think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. When we come back, Matt, are you going to still be here? Because I'm going to be talking
about
Ultimate Fighter.
As long as you'll have me.
All right, we're going to talk about Ultimate Fighter, and I'm giving away more Six Flags tickets. We'll be back.
This is Kevin Radiman, and you're listening to Absolute Wrestling Radio.
Welcome back to Absolute Wrestling Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm joined on the phones by my co-host, Matt Kruger.
How you doing, Mark?
And
still doing good?
I'm doing great, man. Let's talk a little bit of Ultimate Fighter finale last night. Let's go down to the quicker results because, oh, Matt, the situation is just out of control. Diego Sanchez defeated Clay Guida via split decision. James Wilkes defeated DeMarcus Johnson via submission, which was really a big blow because everybody thought DeMarcus Johnson was going to win. Chris Liddell defeated Kevin Burns via unanimous decision. And Ross Pearson defeated Andre Winner via unanimous decision. And Joe Daddy Stevenson defeated Nate Diaz via unanimous decision. Now, if Andy was here, which is sometimes he is, and we're not going to get into a long, we're not going to get in, oh man, Andy, I don't have all day, bro. So, the Clay. Let's just talk real quick about the Clay Guida situation. I've never seen
Clay Guida versus Diego Sanchez.
That's it. That's all I want to talk about. I would say it's fight of the year. I never seen someone take that much punishment to their face. The only person that took that much punishment to their face was Kenny G. When I beat his tail a few weeks ago. So, yeah, I haven't seen a person take that much punishment to their face in weeks, if not months, if not years.
Were you worried? I was going to say, you know, bad decisions. You know, I don't like seeing fights go to decisions.
In this case, I think it was a flip of a coin. I really think Diego Sanchez gave his good.
Joe Stevenson, Nate Diaz fight. They were actually exciting decisions to see. I don't like seeing boring decisions. You know, decisions where it's a complete and total blowout. Because all that shows is that either one, the person laid on top of him and did absolutely nothing to try to finish the fight, like Brock Lesnar did to Keith Herring, or two, it shows that the other opponent wasn't even trying to fight him like Tyler Slatus did to Anderson Silva.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on for a second, Andy. Get ready, Mark, because here we go again. Ladies and gentlemen, call 314-969-1380. That number again is 314-969-1380. The first caller to 314-969-1380 is going to win themselves a pair of passes to go to see us live do this show from Six Flags next Sunday at Six Flags St. Louis. 314-969-1380. Call right now, 1-800-491-1380. You can see us live, Absolute Wrestling Radio, live at Six Flags next week. Weekend next Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. live at Six Flags. Call right now, 314-969-1380. You're going to win a pair of passes. Okay. And if you don't win, it's okay. Get ready because I got one more pair to give away, and I'm going to be giving them away within the next 10 minutes, guaranteed. So, yes, the Clay Guida fight really impressed the hell. Oh, guys. Guys.
What?
Oh.
What?
Speaking of fights of the century, ladies and gentlemen, my favorite punching bag in the entire United States of America.
Oh, God, really?
Kenny G, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, am I a winner? Do I get to come see you?
No, you don't get to come see anything. The only thing you get to see is an old-school Joe Montana throwback jersey getting shoved down your throat.
Okay, listen, you're a real big boy. You attack somebody from behind in a public place, and you've taken it to a whole other level. You know what, bro? I'm fixing to go ahead and turn the tables on this thing, and I'm fixing to go ahead and do you like a cheap hooker, bro. Believe that. I'm coming, and you ain't going to know where, and you ain't going to know why. I ain't got time for your Randy Orton yaya, but there is one thing that's definite.
Why do you keep bringing up Randy Orton's name, man? When it comes right down to it, this is Mark Bland versus Donovan Ruddick, and
okay,
I'm going to knock him out.
I'm not the one that gets over on other people's laurels. Remember one thing. You've taken it somewhere where it didn't need to go.
Uh-huh.
You attacked me personally. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and turn the favor, and I'm going to be paying you a visit, my friend.
I don't care. Pay me a visit. Don't bring that magic fossil who called in earlier, that idiot. That guy called my show, wasted my time with his banter about mushrooms and Grateful Dead concerts and about how he goes over to Japan about 35 years ago and did some cool stuff over there. Well, guess what? There was a lot of people that went to Vietnam about 35 years ago, and they didn't consider it cool, but yeah, they were over in Southeast Asia also. You don't see them running around trying to tell everybody about how cool they were. What is that crap, man?
Magic man tip, dude. I'll give you all that and more. Looks like Grandpa Munster dusted him off. He's Future's manager, but this has become personal.
Yeah, who is Future's manager? Is it you?
My friend.
Is it you or the fossil? Who's the manager for Donovan Ruddick? When is Donovan Ruddick going to say something? That's my thing. When is Donovan Ruddick, who's 6'9", 329 pounds, a pure black muscle? That's what I hear.
Mind to understand. They're not going to be big words.
That's what I hear.
Coming for you.
Dude,
Kenny,
I hear it. No,
I'm
no.
Done with your mouth.
Kenny G, I hear it every week. They're 6'9", 300. Oh, okay.
Oh, so he hangs up. No, I put it this way, dude. When Kenny G did infiltrate the radio show, Donovan Ruddick was there. That dude's got the personality of a matchstick. So, you know, honestly, he doesn't need to talk.
Because there's nothing he's going to say if it's actually going to be worth our while to hear anyway.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, you know, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be live at Six Flags next week. For an hour straight, I will be in one spot, no questions asked. I will be stationary for 1 hour in that park. I'm not going to be running and getting on the Scooby-Doo ride with my little gun in my hand. I'm not going to be on the boss riding around and, you know, making everybody. I'm not going to be getting on, like, the Tony Hawk twist roller coaster and the Screaming Eagle. No, no, no. I will be stationary sitting at a table for an entire hour. If you got something to say in that hour, you can walk up at any time and try to say it to me and hope I don't slap the spit out your mouth. Seriously. And I'm talking to all you pro wrestlers in St. Louis, too. Don't try to be manly. Don't try to step up, because I'll take you to task. Like, this ain't a game for me. Like, I do real work. Like, this isn't, you think it's like, oh, man, I'm going to put on, like I said last week, I'm going to put on some tights, and I'm going to have a cool character, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to, like, try to give people high fives and then pull my hand away at the last second and think I'm cool. No, 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 no. You try to give me a high five, I will break your wrist, pull you up onto my shoulder, and slam you to the ground, and then stand over you while I look at you. Like the little punk. That's it. That's all there is to it. This isn't a game for me. And if a guy like Kenny G or the Magic Man or Donovan Ruddick wants to get at me, I'm right here, okay? I ain't going nowhere. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find me anytime, anywhere. And you know all they're going to do is talk trash on me when they see me. They're not going to actually step up and do anything of any importance, because that would require them to be skilled at anything, and they ain't skilled at nothing.
Well, hey, Mark, we already called them, man. We already told them. We already told them where we're going to be next week, and I already said, I bet.
Yeah, I'm done. You know what? You know, here's the thing. I'm done with talking about Donovan Ruddick on my radio show. You know why?
Thank you.
Because it's simple. It's come August when I have to be at HVW, because I've been asked if I got the guts, come to HVW. I will be at HVW.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere at some point in that night, I'm going to show up at HVW. Whether it's the last 10 minutes that the show's going on, or whether I get there 2 hours early with a tent, I'm going to be at HVW.
All right, well, gentlemen, if we're done talking about, you know, Kenny and Fossil and
we're good.
Or whatever it is, Andy, I got a question for you. Sure. So about Sanchez, you know, getting back to business, how'd you like to see him get a shot at the winner of Penn Florian?
I think.
You think
it'd be interesting. I think BJ Penn will dismantle Diego Sanchez, but Kenny Florian might have a little bit of a tough time on it. I think he's got kind of a valid point, but kind of not a valid point. Just because you drop down a weight class doesn't automatically make you a number one contender.
So do you think that dropping down a weight class is a good idea? Do you think that, you know, putting your body through such hardship is a good move for a fighter, or do you think it might give you somewhat of a disability?
Well, that depends. Diego Sanchez was a very small frame, 170. I mean, yeah, he won the Ultimate Fighter at 185, but that was his walking around weight. That's what he walked around at, you know. So he dropped down to 170, but he was still a very small framed 170. He was coming in weighing 180, going up against guys weighing 190, 200 pounds. And when you're making those weight cuts, it's very hard for you. So when he made the drop down to lightweight, it was a good move. Because now he's coming into these fights, he's making the 155, 156 weight limit, and he's coming into these fights weighing 170, 175, and he's the bigger man. So it's going to be a little bit easier for him. It's the same thing Martin, or, oh God, who was it? Martin Campman just made. He did the same thing. He used to fight at middleweight. He's a much better welterweight.
Good.
All right, so here's the situation. Let's talk about a few other things. Ultimate Fighter 9, in the end, in my opinion, was kind of a disappointment, but the Ultimate Fighter finale was probably the best finale out of all the Ultimate Fighters that I've seen.
Except for Forrest Griffin versus Dustin Poirier.
I don't even care. No, Andy, I'm sorry. No disrespect. Bonner versus Griffin, yeah, that's great. And everybody's like, well, that put UFC back on the map. No, it didn't. UFC was already on the map. It was when they started getting big-name people in the situation. That's when the situation came back around. I would say the Ultimate Fighter Finale 9 was the best. Diego Sanchez versus Clay Guida is the best Ultimate Fighter finale match that I've seen. And ladies and gentlemen, call right now 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. That number again is 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. I got one more pair of passes to give away to Six Flags St. Louis. You could go to sixflags.com to get information about the park, what time it opens and closes. We, Absolute Wrestling Radio, Andy Eckel, Matt Kruger, and Mark Bland, we will be there live next Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll actually be at the park throughout the day, but live on the air, 2 to 3 p.m., we're doing Absolute Wrestling Radio from Six Flags, sponsored by Fireboy Records and Stefanina's Pizza. They have delicious. You can go to stfspizza.com and find out everything you need to know about Stefanina's Pizza. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk real quickly before we get out of here, because I'm giving away this last pair of passes. Is that line to a call for us? Okay, well, Brian, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. You're going to take us out today.
I just want to say one thing about the WWE.
Sure, bud.
What's up? I think that is a joke who they have the world title on. I've never even heard of this guy. Where'd he come from? This is just a travesty. This is just what the WWE has become. Anybody can be champion.
And you're talking about WWE or WEC?
WWE.
Which world champion are you talking about?
I don't know what his name is. I've never heard of him. The one that took it from Jeff Hardy.
CM Punk?
CM Punk?
Yeah, who is this guy?
Punk's been around for a while. He's quite a well-known wrestler.
God, are you
Matt, Andy, no, Matt,
Punk?
Matt.
Go to YouTube, look up Ring of Honor, look up old school WWE, check him out. The dude is intense.
Matt, it's okay. You know,
I'm a little upset right now.
Brian, it's okay, Matt. Brian, he's been around for a long time working the independent scene. He came up with guys like Samoa Joe, who are good friends of his and stuff like that. So he's been around for quite a while.
And Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles.
Hold on, and Matt, you got to let him talk, man. Well, go ahead, Brian.
Who has he beaten to deserve the title? He hasn't beaten anybody I know of.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we appreciate you calling Absolute Wrestling Radio, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Well, there it is. I don't know, you know. All right, we're going to, I guess, you know, let's do some thank yous real quick. Let's thank you to Mark for operating our board today. Make sure
Thank you,
check out www.absolutewrestlingradio.com for the latest info on Team AWR. And if you want to receive the weekly podcast blast, in case you missed the show, email us at news@absolutewrestlingradio.com and we will add you to the list. Don't forget, we're going to be live, as I stated, at Six Flags next Sunday, rain or shine, and we are going to be bringing the world of pro wrestling and MMA to the masses in the park day.
Mark, I got one more thank you real quick.
Yeah, go.
Since it is today, it's appropriate. I got to say thank you to all the fathers out there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Especially my father. I'm sure your father, Matthew. I'm sure your father. You know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be the men we are today. And happy Father's Day to everyone, including you, Mark.
All right. Okay. Well, we're gonna finish off the show today. Don't forget, the Upper Deck tonight is going to be showing Slammiversary for free. You can always go out there. And Donovan Ruddick, don't show up at Six Flags. I'm going to punk you out like a little idiot, dude. That's all there is to it, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, guys. I appreciate you joining me on the show today.
Yeah, see you. Very welcome, sir.
All right, man. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Absolute Wrestling Radio. My name is Mark Bland. On behalf of Andy Eckel and Matt Kruger, we would like to thank you so much. We will see you next week live from Six Flags St. Louis and sponsored by Stefanina's and Fireboy Records. And I'm going to see all the people that I gave tickets to today. I'm going to see them there too. And you know what? I'm there. Come on out. Here I am. I'm not going to be hiding for at least 1 hour next week. AbsoluteWrestlingRadio.com. We'll see you guys next week right here on Team 1380.